May 4th, Psalm 96.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it. Let the field exult, and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness, and the peoples in his faithfulness.
God will set things right. Mike Bowmore. There is a longing in all of our hearts for things to get resolved, whether it's on the smaller scale of our daily work and personal relationships, or on the larger scale of racial tension and international conflict. We don't like things to be left unresolved. Deep in us, there is a God-placed desire for things to be set right. Psalm 96 tells us that this is exactly what God will do. Psalm 96 begins with an extended call for us to give praise to God. God is said to be great, and he does marvelous works. Several other praiseworthy attributes are ascribed to him as well, but the only specific action of God that is named in these opening verses is his making of the heavens. However, in the last four verses of this psalm, three times the psalmist speaks of God's future action of coming to judge the earth. When the psalmist speaks of God judging here, he is not speaking solely of God condemning. He is speaking of God bringing justice and righteousness to all things. He is speaking of God setting all things right, and it is this promised future action that leads the psalmist to call all heaven and earth to rejoice, for he comes to judge the earth, verses 11 through 13. All of creation will rejoice precisely because the Lord will come to judge in perfect righteousness. One thinks of the words of the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Romans, where he speaks of all creation longing for the day when all will be set right. We all know, and all too well, that things are not now as they should be. We also know that God calls his people to pursue peace and justice now. But Psalm 96 tells us there is cause for great hope, and there will be cause for great rejoicing, for there will come a day when all will be set right. The Lord reigns, and he will judge with righteousness, bringing all things to perfect resolution.